Menachem from above, and he brought it down below, just as he took the Torah that's above, and he brought it down below. And Miriam is what her galus is, al shem the vayamarus chayeyam, by doing what? Abiskus noshim tzidkoni yeshivador negalu, but befrat the Moshiach choisom Moshe, vatei totzim achosim erochuk, she stood by the mayim. Mayim, the Maral writes in Gemara Hashem, is the symbol of teva. Woman, menochus chavtes abeski v'kar Hashem to olamim, woman amakusher, tolam hazet to the olam ha-teva, to the olam ha-mayim. That is the job of woman, that is the metzias, that's olam hazet. And that's Mayim, that's Shira Lamayim, that's Miriam. You have Osios Mayim in Miriam's name herself. And Miriam, that's Teva. That's Teva. That's practical, down to earth. And that's the Berisha Miriam, giving us our daily sustenance. And then Aaron HaKohen is the Ananiah Covenant. What's that? Ananiah Covenant embrace us, envelop us, writes the Meshech Chochma in Yisrael. Perachof and Posuk Yud Ches, writes the Meshech Chochma very Gishmak. Aaron HaKohen's godless is what? Avos Paragala Mishani Abbas Heaven Mitamid of Shalaran, Oi Shalom Rode Shalom, Oi Sabrius Makarbal and Tyra, Azok Tila Azoke. What was unique about the Ananiah Covenant? The Mon was a personalized culinary experience. You want to sit down and have dinner, so you thought fish and you thought pizza and you thought filet mignon. You're eating whatever you want, whatever you decide. It's a Bechira Dika Mahalech. You're going to be Baicha. What do you want to have for dinner that night? The bear is the same thing, writes the Chida according to Tzemach David. And others also bring this idea that whatever taste you had in mind when you drank, the water was the same thing. You wanted water, you wanted seltzer, you wanted ginger ale, Coca-Cola. Whatever drink you wanted, it was there in the bear. Again, a personalized experience. But either way, even if you wouldn't come onto that, just eating itself is a personalized. You eat what you want at what pace you want, how much quantitatively. It's all going to be you. You decide what spices to put in. What's an Ananiah Covenant? Every member in Klai Yisrael is simultaneously enveloped by these miraculous, majestic clouds of glory at the same moment in time. It brought us all together. Not only that, writes the Ramban, the Erev Rav encompassed therein all of Klai Yisrael, but not the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, writes the Ramban, they were outside. Racham Vital and the Zeitz Adas Tov as well. They were outside. Why? Because they weren't part of Am Yisrael, Be'etzet. The Ananiah Covenant circled and enveloped within every member of Klai Yisrael. We was ma'achid, all of Klai Yisrael, and all over. The seven clouds up and above and all that started. And the Mamela brought us together. That's B'schus Aaron HaKohen B'davka, writes from Meir Simcha. And Meshach Chochma Pashas Yisro, he's the one who brought us together. And so too the clouds brought us together, shielded us, protected us. And again, there's so much mokum for drush here. And there's no pira, levavos, Amalek only gets us. When we're berfidim, Osias Pridim, writes the Chidah, writes the Kleyakar. And Ananiah Covenant kept us together. Ananiah Covenant was the all-embracing, all-available clouds, and that's Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu, though, is the man. He brings that which is in the highest of high. He's able to bring down below. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. B'meila, he gave us the Torah, he gave us the Shekhinah. Through him, we were zoichet to these amatanas tovas. Ko Yehudi yochel amutor me'ato. And now he made a chaych for all of us. The malachim, they had the Torah to begin with. Ma'enos kisis kareno. Shabbos b'chesed reizor. Ephraim Waxman said over once, b'shem his son. Hamor dekevshat. Famous Gemara, Malachi Asher say, Ma'enos kisis kareno, don't give the Torah, keep it up here in Shemayim. We're going to keep learning it. Avisher says, Moshe, grandma to the kisiko, do you answer them? So what happens? He says, Tira maksimbe, keep it up, hey, you don't have kino, you don't have, all these mitzvahs are not shaykh to you. So the Malachim didn't know that. And they were learning Torah until now. They also knew what's written in the Torah. And they also knew about Kibbutz Aveim. They also knew about the Hatha Lechekamaycha. So what new chiddush did Moshe Rabbeinu introduced that the Malachim weren't already privy to? Allah Zakhtar Ephraim Waxman. Avada the Malachim know that, but they're saying what? There's a level of Torah to be observed down the Mata, and there's a Bechina to be observed in the Mala. What was Avraham Avinu keeping before and the Torah was given? Kedushin pebeis yumachaches, Avram Avinu kiyemes kola to rekodim shenina. And writes, Rechaim Elosh and Evshachaim Sh'ala perachavalim, and they were keeping the sod, the inyan of the Kabbalah of the mitzvahs. The same way, the Maral says, how could Avram Avinu eat matzahs? What's the point in eating a matzah? We eat a matzah because Klai Yisrael left the Mitzrayim and Lo Hispik B'Tzeika Machula, and they made matzah. So that event didn't transpire yet. If the Maisa didn't take place, that was the Heichi Timtza that brought the Metzias of a matzah into the world. So Mamela, what's the point in eating a matzah if there was no Yetzias Mitzrayim yet to remember? All the mitzvahs that we have Zechat Yisrayim. Why would Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov keep mitzvahs Zechat Yisrayim if there was no Yetzias Mitzrayim? Allah explains the Maral. Brisker Rav also touches upon this idea, and that Avada, there's a sot in a mitzvah. And they didn't keep it out, Zeich Letzias Hayim, if it didn't happen yet, but they kept the sot of the Dover Dehainu, and there's an Indian in Kabbalah why you should eat a matzah. The Ebershter created the Metzias of Yetzias Hayim as Eichi Timsa to bring it for the Olam HaSal Yayim, to bring it for the world of Kabbalah, into the Olam HaSiyah, into this world down here. And that was merely the Eichi Timsa to take something that already existed. Hasotu with Mila. Avada, there was a sot of Mila. Ebershter wasn't Megalim, and he answered, why didn't Avram Avinu give himself a bris Mila? Ebershter wasn't Megalim in the sot of Mila until it was time to give yourself a bris Mila. Again, the brisker of the 100 answers to the kasha. Abba writes the Marami Prague, Avada, they were keeping it in the world of Kabbalah, in the world of sot. So too, there was a sot of what to keep when it came to matzah. Avram Avinu understood that sot. And that's the ability of what now that we have after Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, and now the Maisa, we could learn it and we could keep it to Legamri. But Avada, the Yovas, they were keeping it in the Olam HaSod. Moshe Rabbeinu made it to La Maisa. Ko Yehudi Yochalum HaTorah Me'at Ulam. However, Kol Echav Yechad Zokuk Or L'Matan Torah Prati, Lamor Alama Mokim Shavo L'Havinu L'Das Osam La'amito. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was now ma'afsher that we can learn Tyra, he brought it down to the Olam HaMaisa. But each individual still is bound to what? You need your own Matan Tyra, your own specific Matan Tyra, to me'omid on all the depths in the Tyra, and to understand the Amita Sadvar. We can be what? Limud Torah Me'ata. Me'ashem, after the Maimon Har Sinai, the Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down to the world. Now it's shaykh for us to learn Torah, but to understand it, to plumb its depths and intricacies. And we need Hashem Yisbrok to be Megala, to open up and reveal to our eyes so that we can understand the depths of His Torah. And the wonders, Ad Kama, She'omo V'yogi V'yageya B'Torah Ba'atzmo, Asiyata Nishmai Yuzoko. To the extent that a person can be Amo V'yageya B'Torah, and you still need siyata d'shmaya. As the Gemara tells us, Megillah Vav Arba, Zegati Matzasi Tamin, Ahula Chiduti, that's when it comes to sharpness in learning, but Avada look me gives the siyata d'shmaya, he had to remember it, to retain it, and to go to the next level, Avada you need siyata d'shmaya. So Ketza Magim Lazeh, how do we get there? Chazal Amram Lan is those, Kashay Yeshua Ben, Chanina Bala Asamtia Shalu, they asked him as follows, Mayasin of Yechakim, what should a person do to become a Chacham? Amalem, Yarba be yeshiva be yamait b'schayra. Take a little time away from work and be marva be yeshiva and don't be busy working as much. Amra harbi yasukein laholahem. There are a lot of people who are marva be yeshiva and they didn't become a graisa chacham. Hello what? Hello yavakshu racham and mimisha chacham shalom. You need to daven. You need to ask the Ebershter for rachamim from the one who owns and possesses all the chokhmah. You have to ask him. Shenemar ki Hashem yitin chokhmah mi piv das usvuna. Tani rechi, Moshel melech bas vodom shos a suda lavodov. And he made a suda for his servants, Meshagaliyah, Moshel lefanov. And then he sent out to his loved ones from what was on the table, my kamashalon, to have a lohalo sogi, you can't have one without the other. You need to have the omel, you need to have the ageo, you need to go ahead and be marba be yeshiva, but it's got to be accompanied by the balkosha surachman from Hashem Yisburg who owns all the chokhma. And what does this mean, Rashi and Nida? And Avai and Leov and Meshagami Mashal of Kach Chokhma, Shiloh Shamokom, a chokhma, which now belongs to those that Hashem loves, not no lahem mi piv lo mi yatzach. Hashem gives you from Himself, not from another author. He's meshagel the oven mashal the fun of my kamashal non lamalem lamer the yarav yeshiva hobracham emdover toloi. And the end of the day, we see that what that Hashem is sending to His over the chokhma from that which is right in front of Him. He's going to give you a piece of Himself, a piece of His chokhma from His mouth kilu, and not from another storage house. And that's based on the pasuk quoted, that the Torah that Hashem gives you is mi piv, from His mouth, Hashem is giving you das and tevuna. Ubrachma b'dover tola, you want to have that which is in Hashem's mouth, kaviyachol, then you need to ask Him for rachamim. And the zokum na'avonis ha'toyu rak ayudei tefila. And you can go ahead and learn Torah all you want, and you can have all the yagiyah and all the amelis, but you need to have the tefila in order to properly understand the Torah. In order to have the tefillah answered, you have to be marba yeshiva. In other words, you can daven all you want. If you're not going to sin alone, what's it going to help? It's the same way the person says, Hashem, give me money. Give me money, give me money. You got to do something to earn the money. And you have to be marba be yeshiva as a tanai that the tefillah to be a chokham is going to be discovered. That's the gilim milsa that you really want it. And practically you have to do your ishtalas. But in the end of the day, what's going to make you a chokham? It's not the ribo be yeshiva. It's going to be the koach tefillah. And yeshiva and some halach was there. We have to understand. How is this working? Tchila namor adibri Rashi Khan. So let's take a look at Rashi chokma. Ashehi liyovo shemakum zes far mes Hashem perakei. Ha'emshek v'Rashi ton v'ir. Chokma shehi b'chulei not unlem mipiv lo miyatzach. What does this mean? Mipiv das esfuna. And what does this mean that Hashem is giving us that Hashem is giving us chokma from his mouth as opposed to opening up the doors to another storage house? Who cares where it's coming from? What's this hadgasha, this specific emphasis that when Hashem gives Torah to those that he loves, he's giving it to you from his mouth? What does this mean? So, Enyan Mavur Yoser, and Bishmos Rabba, let's take a look at another medrash. Gedola Chochma, Gedola Men Hadasa Tuna. Chochma is great. Greater than Chochma is the Das and the Tivuna. Habikei Hashem Yitin Chochma, Aval Amishu Ogim Epi Das Tivuna. Meaning what? And why is Das and Tivuna greater than Chochma? Hashem Yitin Chochma. He'll give it to you as a matana. He'll give you a matana from one of his Eitzus. He'll give you Chochma, and that's Stam wisdom. And that's why even the Zayin Chochmas, those are things you can acquire. Avalamishu, all of the people that Hashem loves the most, he doesn't give it to you from an outer. He gives it to me piv das esvuna. He gives it to you from his mouth. What does that mean? Rav Yitzhak Rav Levi Chaman on Amor, Lama Dover Daima. And what is this likened to? Lamela Shaya Lobet. King has a son. The son comes home from school. He finds a nice cooked dish in front of his father. Father cuts a slice of it and gives it to the son. I don't want stam a slice. I want the piece that's in your mouth. That's what I want. He gave him the piece in his mouth. Tati, if you really love me, I don't want stama piece that you're cutting from outside of you. I want a piece from inside of you. I want a piece from inside your mouth. A chelik of your out. That's what I want. And now we still too to this idea of a famous Rafunder. And Pachin Yitzchok, Igris Uksovin, and Igrai and Dalit. And they bring from a mimer that he said over to yeshiva boys in Eastern Parkway. And then he met up a yeshiva bacha once on the street. And he said, tell me, what's the difference between your rabbeim who were teaching in Limudei Kodesh and your professors who were teaching in Limudei Chol? So he says, I'll tell you the difference. He says, the rabbeim are like a mother nursing a child. And my professors, my secular studies teachers, are like a chef cooking in the kitchen. Hamazos omeris, what's the chiluk? Says when a mother nurses a baby infant, she's not collecting external ingredients and preparing a dish for her son. She's giving over to a newborn infant a piece of herself. The cholov that's brewing within, she's giving over a chelik of her atzmius. When my rabbeim are giving me Torah, they're not giving me external chokhmah, they're giving me over me piv. And they're giving me over mamash a chelik of their atzmius, of their anachis they're giving me. Mashenki, my professors, my secular studies teachers, it's like the chef cooking in the kitchen. He buys the ingredients that exist outside of him. He collects and concocts the different dishes based on various combinations of these external ingredients, and he puts it out in front of me like a shulchan aruch lefanav. I says, that's the difference. And Rav Hunder says, I want to be mosef onto that beautiful mashal. I says, when a mother's nursing a child, it's one child at a time. And when a Rebbe is teaching his class, there could be 20 talmidim, 30 talmidim. He's addressing each one personally, like a mother nursing each child separately. I'm shaking the chef. Chef could be cooking 20, 30, 40 people. There's no relationship. There's no one-on-one relationship. He's cooking. It's just a question of more carrots into the pot, more flatkin into the chulin. That's not a one-on-one relationship, but he said about this boy, Osid Leo's going to be a soul. And we don't know who he is. We don't know what became of him. How about such an einfalt, such a chah? And that's the difference. So what's the nekuda? Who's giving over a piece of himself in the process? Phineas Gaiti wanted to be Moisef. Mela, now we can answer. And Alumas Yosef from Itzalo Jolti's brother, Rabbi Aaron Yosef Jolti, in a sefer that came out of Tevshin Lamanzai, and Alumas Yosef from the Rambam, he writes in his Hagdama an interesting kasha. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim Yates Yud Aleph, Tyrus Mesukim Midvash Venofasufim. Shlomo adds in Shir Shirim, Peradalit Posigit Aleph, Advash Vichalov Tachas Lashonech. Asks the Alumas Yosef, what is the son adding on to the Tati? And David HaMelech already described the Torah learning of Torah experience. His mesukim and das, it's sweeter than honey and the drippings and the honeycombs. Comes along Shlomo, Devash, Shechol, Tav, Zashem. So what's he adding? You already were likened Torah to Devash. What's the son adding? Writes Alumas Yosef. It's one thing to learn Torah, ben chol, ben atzvacha, and to enjoy the sweetness of Torah sweeter than honey. And the son Shlomo, who is the teacher to Klai Yisrael, is adding Devash, Tachas, Lashonech. That when you open up your mouth and you speak it and you're a Rebbe and you're a teacher and you're giving over to your students, you gotta give them over that sweetness. It's very nice that when you were learning Torah and the Torah by you was Mosuk Midvash and Ofasufim, I write to the Lomas Yosef, the son is adding a Chiddush onto the Tati, that Devash Pachas L'Shoinech, when you're giving it over, give over that sweetness, convey and share that sweetness with your Talmidim. Ad Kan the Lomas Yosef. But he doesn't answer, what's Cholov doing there? Lamaisa, what's, and let's ask the Akasha. Comes along, Mr. Yosef, David already said, Torah is Mesukim and Dvash. And comes along the son, Dvash, Tachas HaShoinich. But, Mamad of Shach, if Cholov isn't, then why did David mention Cholov? Only Shlomo mentions Cholov, the Phineas Taiti, what's going on here? Torah is Poshet. Like the Mr. Yosef, it's Geshmak. David, Cholov is not the similar sweetness, honey's the similar sweetness, all throughout honey's the similar sweetness. David doesn't mention Cholov, Cholov's not sweet. What's the mushal of Cholov? Only the son who's talking about when you're teaching the Torah is telling you what? Like the Lumos Yosef, he's being Moses on David, and that it's got to be Dvash Tachas HaShorech when you move your tongue. And you teach and you share the Torah with others, make sure to share the sweetness. But Alpi Rav Hunda, if you shtel Tzu Rav Hunda, now it's Geshmak. The Dvash Tachas HaShorech, but also what? Now the Tzura, the Ofer HaMasira, how do you give over the Torah? Give it over Cholov Tachas HaShorech. Like the mother nursing the child. What's unique about milk? Milk is produced from within. When a mother nurses a child, when a mother cow nurses its calf, the goat gives over milk is something that's produced within. You're giving over a chelik of the atzmius. Devash, all that David can't talk about. He's talking about the learning experience. Bein chalvein atzucha. Davka Shlomo was talking about teaching the Torah. That's not enough to give over the sweetness. When you give it over, you got to give it over cholov. I give it over like milk. Give it over a piece of yourself. And that's the idea of the son who wants the das of the tuna. He wants the peace that's in the father's mouth. He says, Abishtar, I want your Torah. Ishakenim nishikos pihu. And that's Matan Torah, Rashi, the grocer, Shirin Prakala Posik Beis. Abishtar, I want a kiss from nishikos pihu. I don't want it from your otsar. I want the Torah coming out of your mouth. And that's the Torah that I want. That's the Medrash and Shashirim. That's a reference to Matan Torah, to Maimon Har Sinai.
What would you say is the difference between Chochma and das tuna? What?
So Chochmah is Stam wisdom, just like we refer to the Zion Chochmas. And just like biology is the Chochmah, Chochmah is a musica. So there's a wisdom called Torah. That means what information that I collect from the outside. That's not coming to me, Piv. You can read a book, you can read a sefer, no teacher, and no Rebbe, and you can acquire wisdom. Wisdom is that basic form of information. Adas is a higher level of knowledge, higher level of understanding, and being is the ability to chew it over, to digest it, may even davar mitov davar, to go in and truly understand it. The Indian of pilpul is associated with bina, chewing it over, digesting and extrapolating v'chulei. So chokhmah is any topic, and I can open up a book and you can observe chokhmah. How do you know what to do with that chokhmah? How just like das, Ramchalam derech Hashem, das sodi bechira, main das havdolah minayin, Shami and brokos, hey Gimel, without das, you have no havdolah. That's what the Yimri Yemma says, there's no havdolah after Purim. Because Dafkan Purim, Megillah Zayinam and Beis, Amarova, Machayev, Inishlub, Sumi, Bapuri, Adolo Yoda, only on Purim when we had the Adolo Yoda, and main das, havdolah minayin, there's no havdolah anymore after Purim, because there was no das on Purim, and without das, how could you make havdolah? Motzei Purim, Amenlu, we hold the Purim all year long, and main das, havdolah minayin. So, das is the koch to be mavdil. That means what? Chokhmah, you don't necessarily have the koch to be mavdil. Chokhmah is, you can read the book and answer questions on the book. But to really know how to discern, to know what to do with that knowledge, to know how to use it, you need das. There's wisdom and there's knowledge. Chokhmah's wisdom is morsels of information, tidbits of wisdom. And knowledge is a whole big, whole different ballgame. As knowing what to do with that wisdom, ain't das abdul minayin, to know how to use that chokhmah, that's the bechina of the das and the tmun is that I'm developing it, I'm nurturing it, I'm chewing it over, I'm taking it to the next level. And you want the higher levels of das and tmuna. And for that, then already, you need that to come from the mouth of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what does this mean? And at the end of the day, Avada, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no shaychus. It's totally mesulak legamri mesulal from any sense of material, mundane, and yanim. So what's inyan mipiv? The inyan of mipiv in this mashal that Hashem gives us a Torah mipiv, our yishakenim neshikos pihu, is mitzayin references an inyan amok umufshot sheimano shumev shoris lechanosu ele betzira amur golano. At something that's so removed and divorced from us, we have no way of understanding and comprehending it. Ella to be machana to give it a nickname. How by etzir we can paint the portrait that we're accustomed to. So we could talk about it in reference to his mouth. We have to know what does that mean. If we want to understand even a snippet of what this bechin is, Torah mipiv shal Hashem yisbarach, aleinu lachsu lebriyas adam rishon shekos hasham. Let's go back to Bereishis, and there we find a perek beis pasuk zayin. Vayipach papu nishmas chayim. God blew a breath of life, a living spirit into Adam. Yamru, and the Sefer Kona writes, Madanafach mitocho nafach. Madanafach medile nafach. It's one of the Kabbalistic Sfarim, Sefer Kona. And when somebody blows, when you blow from a piece of you. You're giving over a piece of yourself. Havyomer kipiv hu shorish nishmasenu. And that means what? Hashem blew a breath of life into us. He gave us our neshama. As he's going to say in a second, the Ramchal, neshama neshima. That's why it's called neshama. Came in ayidei neshima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what? We're a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shorish of our neshama. So if we're getting Torah mipiv shal Hashem Yisbaruch, which is the same source where our neshama came from, and that means what? We're getting Torah from the same makor of shorish nishmasenu. He also told us the following yesod. The neshama that Hashem Yisbar gave us, and that's what's going to enable us to have bina. Hainu, neshimas piv tavinei. The neshima that comes out of Hashem's mouth, that's what's going to give us understanding. Putting the two together, what do we find? Harei pivu shorish and neshama be'elokus. Hashem's mouth is what? Is the shorish of all our neshimas. Be'machinis elokus. Hashem of the olam emun utekes mishorisha. Is never removed from a shorish. V'chol das esvuna amutusofas bonu. Bos v'neshimas piv yisbar kaviyachol. Our neshama is always connected to that source. And every new piece of das and tmuna that's now added onto us, it's all coming from the same original neshimas piv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the source, that's where neshama came from. And that's where the Torah is coming from. Shorish nishmasenu. Now just to pause for a second. And we know that the koach of the dibur, that is where our ruchnius and gashmius meet. A famous tour in the beginning of Or HaChaim. And that's Mathli Lasos, that's the Ramah. The ultimate Pella is the Chibur of Ruchni and Gashmi. So, we explained many times to Moshe Shapiro, the Gemara Brochas Nunvav and again in Nun Zayin, Haro Apil B'Chalom Pella Nasalo. If you dream about elephants at night, a miracle is going to happen. Why? Pil is Lashon Pella. Why an elephant a miracle? What shaykhs do they have? Why is elephant the only animal that's Makusha to a Pella? Because what's in a Pella explained to Moshe Shapiro? The Chibur of Ruchni and Gashmi. All of the halachas of Nedarim and Nezirus and Shavuos are what? Ish ki yafli lindo neder. Because they're all created, i.e. the koch of the peh, which is the chibur of Ruchni and Gashmi, Maral, Perch of Ches and Geburus. Anytime you speak, you're relating and expressing your chelek and neshama mibifnim, allowing it to go mibachutz. That's the meeting place. That's the halachas of hafla and the Rambam, and that's the idea of ish ki yafli lindo neder. That's the ultimate pillar. So what do we have? We have a neshama. And neshama neshima, where do we breathe? Our breathing apparatus is our nose. Through our nose, we breathe, and that tells us that we're alive. That's the test. We pass through to be a kiva. Place the feather by a person's nose to see if he's no shame. And that's a sign of life. And we have a neshama dwelling inside. It's through our neshima, the breathing through our nose. And then we have our interaction with the gashmistic universe around us. Through our what? Ayadayim. Our Ayadayim are the clay maisa. And they're the chelek of the Adam, that's Gashmi Biyoser. That's why the only part of the body where it's named for the parts of the body is the Yad. Vilna Gaon writes, Yad is called the Yad. Why? There are 14 joints in the Yad. We have no other part of the body which is named for how many parts to that part of the body. But a Yad, that's Gashmi. That's Yadayim with the Esau. Clay Asiya, that's what Aral says. What part of the body can distance itself the farthest from the Rosh? The Rishon Levarim, from the heart, the centrality of the Guf, the centrality of the Neshama, the Yadayim can reach the farthest, that is, the Chilek HaGashmi Biyoser, the hands and the feet. Meila, this is our Chilek HaGashmi, and our breathing apparatus represents the Chilek HaRuchni. And what's the only creature in the world that its breathing apparatus is one and one the same as its hands? The hand of the elephant is its trunk. In fact, zoologists tell us, that an elephant can smack a lion coming to attack it, can smack a lion with its trunk and send the lion flying over 50 feet. And with that same trunk, it can pick up a single grain of sand. Not just a blade of grass, a single grain of sand with that trunk. It has power, it has sensitivity. It's its yacht, its hand, and it's also its breathing apparatus. It's a peel. Be'etzim, it's a pella. And Be'etzim, it's a pella. It's the only creature in the world that you see it as a pella. What is the pella? The chibur of Ruchni and Gashmi. It is Be'etzim. It's a functioning chibur where it's chelik agashmi be'yoyser. It's one on one with it's chelik aruchni be'yoyser. As Dr. Mashbir, that's a peel, that's pella. So I'm sure you could add, in the vernacular, it's an elephant. And what is pella backwards? Elef. Pella backwards is elef. Elef, elephant, right? Nothing's coincidental. Pella, it's a pella, it's mamash a pella. Achsam Sefer says, why is it called pella? Because what is speech? Speech is the synthesis of the evarim with the pen, the leif, the emotions of the heart, and the movements of the evarim, and ultimately the voice emerges from the pen. What is that? A pella, right? Achsam Sefer and Roshes. Pella, Roshi Tevis, Pe Lam and Aleph, is pe, leif, evarim. That's the ultimate pella. When the pe and the leif and the evarim all come together, and that's a pella, that's the ultimate pella, and that of course is the Chibur Ruchni and Gashmi, and that's why the Eberstar is Aleph backwards, Osios Pella. He's the chief, the officer of the world. That's the ultimate source of all the Chibur Ruchni and Gashmi. That's why everything comes back to the Shayrish. We mentioned Chasam Sefer and Shuvas and Rav Tzadik HaKohen and Komet Zemincha. B'nai Yisoscha mentions this in Mar Mori, Amay Meshavosis, Amay Rabbeisanos Gimel, Amor Dekaremes. We know, we said it the other week, Batzalo, Brochus and Hayim and Aleph. Everything in the world is created with the tziruf of the osios. That means everything in the world came together, and the largest creation, the largest tziruf of the osios, the aleph beis is what? Is the largest number in the tens and the hundreds and the single digits. What's the largest in the single digits? 9. It's the os tes. And what's the largest in the tens? The tzadi. And that's 90. What's the largest in the hundreds? Tuf is 400. But we know the osios sophios, osios menavtzach, chav sophit, mem sophit, nun sophit, tzadi sophit. The largest number is the tzadi sophit, which has a value, writes the sam sophit, the mesos or tzadik, of 900. Tuf is 400, chav sophit is 500, mem sophit is 600, keep going. Tzadi sophit is 900. So if the bria and the olam atzev is created, ayyadeh, the tzirufei haosios, the largest serif is by definition when you combine the tes with the tzadi and the tzadi sefit, that's 999. That means once you get to 999, that's it. Everything in teva is encompassed within 999. How do you rise above teva? You need to add an aleph to 999. What happens when you add an aleph to 999? You add one to 99, you make 1,000, which is called what? Aleph, spelled aleph. When you leave this world, you're going right back to the beginning. When you add an aleph to leave this world, you go from 999 to aleph, aleph, osios, aleph. You're going right back to Hashem, who was called Alufa Shalolam, who's the aleph, who's the starting point of the universe, who existed before the Beis Abrashus. When you add an aleph to 999, you've gone to aleph. You left this world, Amaylam Natseva. How do you leave this world? You go right back and rejoin yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aleph of the world. Famous B'nai Soscha, Rega Yeshua. Aleph is Ayud. Two as above and two yuds. Gematria 26. Shema Vayah. That's Hashem, the Aleph of the world. That's the ultimate Pella. That's the Aleph, the starting point of the world. And that is the Aleph. That's when you leave the Teva. You go right back to the beginning. The Shorash of it all is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Neshama Neshima. And that's Biv. Sahave. Now let's go. Nekabo Devarim Eila. Loki Pshotim Ushotim. Okidiri Kabbalah. Shein Lanu Esik Vahem. Now let's go ahead. Let's understand ourselves. By the way, just a key idea. Chernobyl Rebbe writes in Mori Naim and Bracious, we tend to think of Pshat Rebbe's verse. So Pshat, oh, that's the Pshat Hamiluli. It's a simple understanding. And then you get to Drosh, Yedarshan. And then you have Ramaz and Rukeyas and Rabbeinu Yoels and Bala Turmas. And then you have Sod, you have the world of Kabbalah. Writes the Chernobyl Rebbe, even Pshat. How do you get the Pshat? What is Pshat? Loshen Mufshat. When you want to skin the hide of an animal, you have to go and skin until you get to the essence. He says, even the Pshat is only after you were mafshit kama layers, then you can get to the pshat. Pshat is not simple. You have to work hard just to get to the pshat. You have to peel off layer after layer. Be mafshit until you get to the essence of the deer. You got to skin off. You got to skin off the hides. You have to be mafshit as oro, and only then do you get to the essence. Even pshat is not pshat. I say when you start off learning, you come up with the pshat. You learn a little more. Oh, that's not pshat. This is pshat. This is the pshat. And when you become a grosh tamachokha, you realize that the first pshat you had was the real amistik pshat. You have to uncover and peel off layers until you realize that what you said at the very beginning was the real pshat. But you gotta work on it just to get the pshat you gotta work on. So what's the pashtus hadvar? Harayas atzmeinu, we can learn about ourselves. Harayish bonu neshomi ilos Hashem mitzan shoshanu mechamram labai yisbarach. Our shosh Hashem is what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're a chelek elokim imal, we're a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our neshoma ilos. But as Rav Nachman, many chassidus is far and right, what's it called, the neshoma? How is it going to say we have to know we can never get to the highest madrega, Rosh Hashanah, Chafalah, Fon HaBeis, Matasariya, Miatma, Elokim, we can never get to the Shara Nud. Ashara Chamishim, what's the remes? And the word neshama. Neshama is nun shama. We can never get to the shara nun. Nun is shama. The shara nun is shama. The chassidus is from, right? And that's shama already. That's over there. I can't get to there. That's already a diaz das elyon, right? So Ramban is Zagdam and his peyush al tayra. That's das elokim. Now we have no shaykhus. But we have a neshama. And that's the real us, and that's the peace of Hashem within us. And then margishim ilos is os men up to the same above olam. We're so osik and havlei olam hazeh and all the shtuyot of this world. And that we don't really sense, we're not in tune with the elevated lofty status of the neshama that dwells inside of us. Who says we can't tap into that unbelievable koch neshama? Let's tap into it, and we can be mamshach hanosus sugis gosel. Let's tap into that shorish neshama. The same way that the Kabbalim write, a Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and what's their coronar upon him? So many Kabbalistic forms say this isn't stam a bracha. This isn't stam a matana from Hashem. I'm going to give you this radiating light. This is the radiating light that we all have within us. It's the glow of the neshama hapnimius. It's the glow of the chelik alokim elawat. Our chelik agashmi covers it over, camouflages it, conceals it. We're so mushka in the olam hachaymer that our guf takes on a physicality that shields that eternal light that the neshama wants to burst forth. Moshe Rabbeinu was so masuluk from the Olam HaChomer. He so divorced himself from the world of Gashmi. He made even a chelek HaGashmi Rukhni. He was an Ishel Elokim, and that it wasn't a new matana, a glow, a karnar panav. It was now what? It was now just the natural, innate glow of the Neshama Mibifnim, and now is no mechitza blocking it. So Mamela now burst forth in Shem. If we tap into that, our neshama can teach us a lot. B'nevi shachayim medayik b'emosha shachazol dover gadol. V'ram zo'ob l'shonim ha-kadoshom, shem shilu l'tina kabam b'sefer davka. Why did Chazal use that metaphor of a child who comes back from school? Just tell me, a child sitting in his father's table. What's it, Yehudiyu na'amana, she'im bovo ba'olam ha-hasin yitzitziyo neshama, hem lo'a yidei esik ba'iyin v'ezbonus t'torsinim ha-kadoshom. Meaning what? What happened in the mosque? The kid comes back from yeshiva, and he says to his father, I want a piece from your mouth. Why don't they just say the child's at dinner table, they're at the breakfast table, and he says, Tati, I want some of your chaticha. No. Meaning what? You want to get a piece from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First you got to come back from the base of Sefer. First you got to go to yeshiva. First you got to go learn. Put in your own yagiyah. Put in your own amelus. Then when you said, okay, CCSS, Yecholti, Asisi Masha Mutalamaya, I did what I could do. I went ahead and I had my Isaac and my Edi and my Isbonus and Tyra. Kishneim, Mikorecharbon Kayadua, I worked on myself and I was Megay. I came back from Eitzim and I want to get to the next level. Meaning what? I did my Chokhmah. I learned the books. I studied the books. I got the wisdom. Now I want to develop it into Das, into Bina. So now I want that Mipiv, Gamatayra Bamipiv Yisbora. Shorosh Atora, Shorosh Anashoma Echad, it all comes from the same place. Hine Raka Tayra, Yasulom, Aila, Pivi Yisbora. You want to get to the mouth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you got to climb the ladder. What's the ladder? It is the Sulam HaTaira. Who's the only one who dreams about ladders? About climbing high? Yaakov in the beginning of Ayinzi, the Omen HaTaira. Who's the one to enable us to elevate, to fly, to climb the rungs of the ladder, to be attached to the Shechina? Dafka Yaakov, Dafka Yidei, the Omen HaTaira, can we get there? When you come back from learning, and now you want to reach up to the mouth of Hashem and pluck out Das and Tvuna, you can only only get their derech l'tayra. Who asher bikir shaven shabam beis sefer? Ah, I want more now. Any mavakeh shalom izem shuvetoch picha. I don't want to stop get the tam shalom one that which is in your mouth. The zoch lazer zeu amatan tayra proti shen mavakshem kedei liskos lavona dafto sein hakadosh. Meaning what? We got to daven. We got to put in our yagati matzasi or amelus, and then we got to ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, let me have from the gifts from inside you, from inside your mouth, from where I got my neshama from where the Torah came from. Just one more paragraph. And then say to the Lamedim Ezekidas, it's when ain't a maila some gears lana michutzalano. It's not a maila that comes from outside of us. Ain't lana well of toch, a samayna nitsa beat sminu shushushlana. Meaning what? How do we tap into Pivyas Baruch? Our neshama came from Pivyas Baruch. Oh, we, how do you climb? You climb in order to get what? Into inside of you. Because your neshama inside of you is a chelek aloka mimal. Your neshama already contains all those secrets to have your own personal matan Torah. The Torah came from Hashem's mouth, and your neshama came from Hashem's mouth. That means in the shorish inyan atayra, in the shorish inyan and neshama, they come from the same place. So you want to get the secrets, that inner panemius of the Torah. The way to get it is to happen to the panemius of your neshama, be in touch with your neshama, and get to know yourself. Ach l'shorish atzmeinu, eilon Hashem derech harazulos om l'tayra. How do I get there? Amelus, and it's the Amelus that what? That allows me to break through the different layers to get to my neshama, to get to the depths of my neshama. That is the Sulam HaMevi'inu Alatzmeinu that brings us to ourselves. And that's where we get the Torah from. It's all in ourselves. It's all there. It's the same way. Needed Aflamin Rebbeis. We learned the whole Kol Tarkula in the womb. But what? But Malach Vasach Al Piv. And now we lost it. Now you got to just get it back. It's in us. We just got to know how to tap into the Kayak and pluck it out and extract it and bring it back. Kosev. Hagon Rochayim Alosh and Abshachayim. Zeh Shekosh Hashem Shosham. Do you saw Allah seen in the Kamas of Torah? Mavak Shalom Shemal Dibas Vishnu Kosh Rochol. We wanted to hear it from the mouth of Hashem Yisbar Kosh Shemal Shekosim and Shir Shir Ma'al the Beis. Shekeni Meshikas Piyo. The Rokeach even writes, Yishakeni is Yishak Nun Yud. Hashem gave a kiss to Nun Yud. 50 and 10 is Samach. To Samach Rebo, Klai Yisrael. That's when Hashem gave us a neshika. And a kiss is what comes, what is a kiss? A kiss is a breath, writes the Vilna Gaon, that comes from inside you. When you kiss someone, you're giving a breath, you're blowing them a kiss, you're giving a breath of your neshama, of your neshima. Shavais ha-maimen ha-makudosh, v'ayimam rasid zocha kulom, shayachofif u-meir oleim zivni tzutzei zohar, v'chinas ha-neshama mi-nishnas pibi yispar kaviyochot. So if Hashem is blowing a kiss, a piece of himself, kaviyochot, that's the merishon shoshrabo lamin gimel, the idea that Hashem gave us a piece of himself, Hashem opened up his mouth, kaviyochot, and blew a breath of life, and blew that ziv and zayar hatayra that was now chofef over us, and mamish just hovered over us. And that's part of the idea of looking when the Mishnah Berurah brings the shame, that rizal, it's a big segula. You want the aura Torah to be makif over you. When they do hagbos, stare at the osios, at the ksav of the Torah. I'll be the shlo, there's an Indian, you're looking for the letter that begins your name as well. But the point is, look at the osios, and there's an aura Torah that's makif you. But we don't see, we don't sense that aura Torah. As a mice, and they bring in the biography of the Chabin Arav, Rav Dov Beresh Wiedenfeld, the Chazon Ish had never met the Chabin Arav. They knew about each other. But they never met. Chazon Ish was the Gol Hador, but one of the Gedolei Hador, Chabin Arav. In fact, the famous Maaseh Chazon Ish had a chumrah that you're only allowed to learn Sfarim on Pesach, that you check every single page of Chametz. Every single page has to be checked. It can't be Semach and Chazakos. You have to check every page. So one time a Gabbai saw that the Chazon Ish was learning Shas Tshuva's Dovid Meisharim on Cholavoid Pesach. He came to visit the Chabin Arav, the Chazon Ish, and he runs back to his Rebbe Chabin Arav. He says, Rebbe, Rebbe, says the Chazon Ish, the God of Zohar, is learning your Sfarim. He says, that's not a Chiddush. He says the Chazon Ish only learned Sfarim on Pesach where he had checked every page. Unless what? Unless he never opened the Sefer the whole of his life. He says, Avadi Zayi, because he needed to find a Sefer that he never opened the rest of his life. That's why he's learning my Sfarim. Because he didn't have to get a check. What's the compliment? Well, the Maisa the Chazon Ish held, there's a Maisa, and they bring in the biography that he went to the Levaya of Rabloi. And he went to Rabloi's Levaya, the Chazon Ish, and the Gabbai was standing next to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish saw a Yid in the distance and said, who is that Yid? And the Gabbai said it's the only time in his life the Chazon Ish ever was curious, sakranut, to ever ask, who is that person? Chazon Ish needs to know who's that person. It's the only time he ever asked him in his life, who is that person? So he says, Chazon Ish, he says, that's Rav Dov Beresh Wiedenfeld. That's the Dov Meisharim. That's the Chabin Arav. He says, Barebi, Torah Evil Omanani Tzorach. He says, you never asked me who anybody is. He says, why all of a sudden now are you asking me who he is? He says, because look at him. Don't you see there's an Or Torah that's makif? Rabbi says, I don't see anything. I don't see it. Ma'aseh the Chavetz Chaim when he was a youngster and he hid in the back of the shul and he saw Reb Nochum. And Eilig Reb Nochum Khan, he saw the fire come down. He says, the Galus also Nochum, and the fire came down, so that the Chavetz Chaim in his teens was able to see it. That was the Galus. He says, the Chosen is saw an Ur Torah that was Makif over the Chabin Arav. That's the, so that's a Choviv on each and every one of us. Who's so naksorim? So that's the crown. The crown in Gori is that Ar Torah, that Makif, that's the crown. The crown of the Ziva Shechina, the Keser Torah, that's what adorned us. The Simchas Oilam Aroisham, Ayadei Kein Zoch Lahasik Sashay Panimis Nishmas HaKetorah Kedoshah, V'nifluhu Ki Lakol Zezochim Nitzutzei Nishmas HaMeh. We got it from the sparks of our Neshama. Harei Torsin HaKadosh Mevias Adam Alamitas Atzmal, and Shimdun HaChest Lagilas. That's all what? That's all the Torah that brings us there. Sulam is the Amalatosa Mela. That's a cycle of what? In order to get more Torah, you gotta start learning Torah. Yav chokhmas lachakimen. You gotta learn Torah. You gotta be Amo, you gotta be Megeh. That's the Sulam. Now once you have the Sulam, Hashem will ask you to ascend that figurative ladder to go up to Hashem's Piv, but it's not going up. You don't go up, you go in. You go in. How do you taste me, Piv? Your neshama came from the same mouth where the Tyrus of Hashem emanated from. It's a chelek alokim mouth. It's kutcha bruch v'yishol v'yishachadu. It's all one and the same. You got to go to your neshama. How do you get to your neshama? Ayidei the omel and yigiyas ator. You break through your mafshit to the veneer, the layers, the camouflage, and you come in tune with your own neshama. And that's what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu, by his ziv apono. That's the ziv ashchina. Tap into that koch neshama. You can only get there. Ayidei you're a melis and yigiyin the Torah. And once you get there, then you get new das and you get new tvuna, and that's when you get a new taste of the neshima of that neshama, and you get to the whole new higher level. It's got to be Torah with the tefillah. Just to close with the mashal, Rishul Bazil says so over years ago. B'shem Chasidus Rebbe, I says I know what tefillah is like. Into Avada Torah is the ikar amud. Torah Avodah Gemes Asadim, and Torah is listed first, right? So Chana Wasserman and others, even though it doesn't fit the chronological order, because Torah is the ikar leg holding up the world. And Rachai Veloshin Shadalit, the world could go a second without Chesed, a second without Tefillah, can't go a second without Torah. Torah is the ikar. So what's Tefillah like into? He says, what's Torah? Torah is you wake up in the morning, and you have the Geshmaka cup of coffee. And you fill the coffee with what? Comes through the day, and you put in a lot of Geshmak ingredients. How about that? We said another mussel with the coffee, and that was the David Mikarliner. That was a Jew wakes up in the morning, and how does a Jew wake up in the morning? Geshmak a cup of coffee. Without what? It's black coffee, then you add some milk, and you make it light. It's hot, and then you make it cold. It's bitter, and then you make it sweet. A Jew gets up in the morning, Eberster, is today going to be cold? Is it going to be dark? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be warm? Is it going to be dark? Is it going to be light? Is it going to be bitter? Is it going to be sweet? Eberster, I don't know, but one thing I do know, whatever it's going to be, Shakon Yabivaro, it's going to be exactly the way you wanted it to be. Shakol Nehiyeh B'dvaro. That's a machshava. But now machshava number two. And he didn't say who the Chassidus Rebbe was. He says, you learn in the day, what do? Cup of coffee. You gotta mix in a lot of ingredients. You need the coffee grains, you need the sugar, maybe a little cinnamon, a little milk. What do? Put in some halacha, some dafyoimi, some ian, some bakiyah, some machshava, some Chassidus, some kabbalah, some musar, and you mix it all in. But what? If you don't mix it, it's not gonna be geshmak. You could fill the cup with all the ingredients, but if you throw it all in for the cup of coffee and you don't stir it up, oh, you're going to drink it, it's going to be disgusting. The beginning is going to be tasteless, and then when you get to the end, it's going to all be all the sugar and the grape. It's not going to, you got to mix up the coffee. The Rebbe said, tefillah is what stirs it, is what gets it going. You could fill up the cup with all the Torah in the world, but you want to get it going, you're not ready to drink it, you're not ready to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not ready, especially, and to bring it into Piv. When you're ready to drink it, you got to stir it up. Tefillah is what stirs it up, what makes it all happen, what makes it all come together. That's the Bakashas Racham, and that's going to be the beakers. You have to be mabakish. You can't put in all the yagia and learn all the chokhmah you want. You want to know what to do with it, the das, to work with it, the bina, to digest it, to chew it over. You got to stir it. How do you stir it? Tefillah is the stir. Now you're ready to bring it into your mouth. Oh, now you can chop it. Now you can do something. You can chew it over and digest it. But you need the koach and tefillah. Torah and tefillah. That's the all-star connection. Good to know. See you next Monday night in the Tisha.
The Mishnah in the Yavis, Mabra Yeshiva, Mabra Yeshiva, Mabra Chokhma. So it's really with, it's not Stam,
right? So it's Mabra Chokhma. You want to get to the higher levels of Das and Tvuna.
So it's, that's what it is.